From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, a job for every student at Paul Quinn College. That'll happen this fall. We'll start with what happened today in Austin, where Governor Greg Abbott gave his first State of the State address. He asked lawmakers to make border security a priority and declared a victory in the immigration debate.
The very last lawsuit that I filed as Attorney General was a lawsuit to stop President Obama's lawless executive action. I'm proud to report that late last night, a federal judge halted the president's executive action plan.
Abbott also wants to send 500 more Department of Public Safety troopers to the border, and until they're trained, he'll keep National Guard troops there. In addition to border security, the governor declared education, roads, and ethics as emergency items. That puts them on the fast track for legislative approval. Abbott also called for a 3% cut in general revenue spending, nearly $3 billion.
Some of those cuts can come from hiring freezes and reductions in fuel and travel costs. I am cutting the governor's office budget by more than 10%. I can do it. Other agencies in the state of Texas can do it too.
On top of that, he wants to lower taxes.
My plan calls for a $2 billion reduction in the business franchise tax and a $2.2 billion reduction in the property tax burden.
He says school districts would be made whole for any lost revenue, and Abbott said he's looking forward to signing a bill to make Texas the 45th state to allow open carry of guns. We'll turn now to the text messaging scandal in the Dallas school system. Two aides to Superintendent Mike Miles have lost their jobs, and as KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, last night's school board meeting ran past midnight.
It was the trustees' first public meeting to discuss the scandal tied to instant messages from Human Capital Management Chief Carmen Darville. She and Director Jose Munoz were forced to resign over the emails described as racist, discriminatory, false, and insulting to the district and its employees. School Board Vice President Lou Blackburn wants the investigation to continue despite the resignations.
If the type of conversation was going on between two people and maybe three people, there may be others. I would hope that we will look deeper than just the top person and one of her lieutenants. We have not gotten to the roots.
The infamous instant messages were uncovered during another investigation, that into HR executive Tanya Sadler Grayson. The investigation continues, says Chief Auditor Mike Singleton. Grayson is accused of failing to divulge a decades-old criminal record as required.
We'll make every effort to complete that as soon as possible. We've already started the beginnings of an audit on some of the information we found from this material. The rest of it, we're going to have to evaluate that here over the next several weeks to determine exactly what's going to be under our scope of work.
Trustee Elizabeth Jones says it'll be worth it. A deeper investigation could assess possible damage to the district if Darville's victims sue DISD.
Because they were discriminated against, because they were racially slurred, because they were otherwise brought to termination on false pretenses and on and on and on.
Superintendent Mike Miles apologized to the board. Trustee Eric Cowan criticized him for offering severance packages worth $100,000.
These instant messages are embarrassing, unprofessional, and we talk about the good that was done in HCM, but these missteps somewhat diminish that great work.
Miles says he'll make changes to improve human capital management. For now, the district has hired interim HCM Chief Carrie Chapman, a veteran HR manager who came out of retirement 3 years ago to do a similar job at Irving ISD. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
At Paul Quinn College in Southern Dallas, students are about to be put to work. As Diana Douglas reports, the historically black private school wants to become what's known as a work college.
Kevin Lee's first class was canceled this morning. The freshman from Pittsburgh couldn't sleep in, but went to his job as an office assistant to the president.
That sounds good to me.
Do you have any interesting ideas about how we could make it better?
Lee has worked here since he began studying at Paul Quinn College. He's a business and pre-law major and thinks learning how to work in an office is a huge part of his education.
There are students that may go to Yale or Harvard, but when they graduate, they don't have any work experience.
Half of the students at this small college already work on campus. The school wants the special work college designation. Only 7 schools in the country, all in rural areas, have it now. President Michael Sorrell started a beta version last year, finding campus jobs for all the freshmen. This year, freshmen and sophomores have them.
It is a complete change in the way in which the institution has done business for the 140 plus years that it's been in existence.
Teachers are also becoming supervisors, for one thing, and the workers in groundskeeping, facilities, and security are suddenly a lot younger. On Monday, Sorrell had to do some impromptu teaching to his young employees.
I'm coming down the steps, and the steps haven't been swept good enough. So I go get a broom, I get some students. You know, I couldn't find all of them, right? And I teach them how you sweep the steps properly.
Sorrell took over this college in 2007 when it nearly lost its accreditation. He got a lot of attention when he axed the football program and turned the field into a farm. It was his answer to the food desert in the poor neighborhood where the school is located. Students work on the farm and sell the extra food. Victoria Wilson is dean of the work program. She finds jobs for the students and makes sure they're actually doing them.
It's not just throwing the students out in the field to pick cucumbers. We're all role models. We're all mentors for them.
Sorrell is also cutting tuition in half to $14,000 a year. The $10 an hour that the students earn through work-study money will shave a few thousand more off the bill. It will take Paul Quinn 2 years to qualify as a work college. The program was born in Appalachia to offer poor students a chance to go to college. Robin Taffler runs the Work Colleges Consortium and gets lots of inquiries from schools interested in this model, but who find that the government requirements aren't worth the fuss.
You have to have all these things operating smoothly before the Department of Ed will even come in. And typically, it isn't something that you can just do in 2 years.
Taffler looks forward to welcoming an 8th member to her fold of work colleges, especially a historically black college in a large urban area. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
When you head off from work at the end of the day, it's crucial to leave the job behind. That's what Ron Friedman, a workplace consultant, told Chris Boyd today on Think, that success in the office also depends on unwinding while away.
Being a good employee is no longer simply about what we do between the hours of 9 and 5. Oftentimes, the way we treat our bodies and our minds after work can help position us to be more effective. When you're at a lower level, you're responsible for all of the details. And it's in that stage of work where more hours translate into better outcomes oftentimes, because you have a very clear sense on the things that you need to do. But as you get a little bit older and you become a little bit more mature and you start delegating work and becoming a manager, now your mood becomes a lot more critical to how effective you are, because interpersonal relations are in large part what you're in charge of doing on your job. And so by providing yourself with the opportunities to restock your mental energy after hours, that'll put you in a better mood during work hours, thereby making you more effective.
Ron Friedman is the author of The Best Place to Work, The Art and Science of Creating an Extraordinary Workplace. Think re-airs tonight at 10 or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. An overnight low of 35, tomorrow some sunshine, high 55. 45 degrees now in Dallas, 47 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.